Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I definitely know for a fact, you know, we won't be losing any confidence in who we are as a team. But, you know, I think as a leader and for the other leaders, it's just keep pushing that message out there that, you know, we still got everything we want right in front of us. And it starts by handling business this Saturday. You know, obviously with a division game, but nobody's losing confidence in what we're doing. And, you know, we still got what we want right in front of us and just got to go handle business.
That was Jordan Love. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We are live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. This is the Brat Bowl that we celebrated day before the Bears and Packers game at Soldier Field. Tyler Fearingle, why? Why play that music? We're in Wisconsin. What are you doing over here?
Well, you got to get, you know, we got to give a little bit of flavor, I suppose. No.
No.
Do you have to do that, Grody?
I hate that song.
But I will say shout out to everybody who is out here at the Brat Stop. Thank you guys for being here. It really, truly, it means a ton. Shout out to Corey from Whitewater, regular texter to The Score, rocking his Illinois State University hoodie today, getting ready for the big game against Villanova as we all get ready for Bears-Packers. And if you're wondering the answer to the question of where Spiegs, he's right there. Matt Spiegel.
Matt
right
Spiegel's
there,
here.
Hanging
Matt
out.
Spiegel is
Matt
here.
Spiegel's here. He is getting ready for the Spiegel and Holmes show. Good to see you, man. Mitch Rosen is in the house. He runs all the radio
where
stations
Spiegs.
You see right here, right now.
Yes.
So shout outs to all the people that are out here at the Brat Stop today.
Yeah, it really is a great crowd. And Mitch is also our next guest supervisor.
What?
Rami Makhlouf. We know Rami because he hangs out with us on The Score.
I do.
And his job, his day job, is 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, our sister station. He's the co-host of 9 to Noon with John Kuhn.
I am.
Why is your name not in it?
It's 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and then in very small letters. And Rami Makhlouf. You gotta whisper it.
Yeah,
you gotta whisper it. It's and Rami Makhlouf.
You need to bond with Matt Spiegel about that because I think he was once Danny Mac show with Matt Spiegel or something like that.
Wait. He was the Ann Company, even though Ann Company was only one other person.
It was one guy. He was the company.
I'm botching it, but it's something in that realm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
If there's only one other person in Ann Company, they don't say the name.
You're winning.
Yeah, I do get mentioned. I get mentioned by name. Just very, very. They don't want to be too loud about the fact they got a Bears fan working over there behind enemy lines. You know what I mean?
So we got you.
John Kuhn is the headliner. I'm like the feature. I'm the opener.
How intense is it in a week like this when you're talking about literally being the well-known Bears fan on Milwaukee radio hosting with a former Packer? Explain that dynamic.
It gets pretty intense. But I think I've been there a long time, on and off 20 years. I've worked at the Fan in Milwaukee, first as a producer and then as a host. They kind of know me by now, and they know what I'm about, and they don't like that I'm a Bears fan. But I think, I don't know if any Packers fans are listening or paying attention to us right now.
There's one.
They respect that I just call it like I see it. Whether it's good for the Bears or bad for the Bears or good for the Packers or bad for the... I just call them like I see them, man. If my team is bad, I'm going to tell you my team is bad. And if your team is good, I'm going to tell you your team is good.
If it's been 20 years, it's been a whole lot of good for the Packers, bad for the Bears.
It has. It has. And that's why I heard Lawrence the other day on the afternoon show saying... Bears fans, get a little puffy chested. Go ahead, feel yourself a little bit. If you want to, go for it. I don't know if this is just the trauma of being a Bears fan, living and working behind enemy lines for as long as I have, and the rivalry going the way that it's gone, and the pain that I've felt. I can't get there yet. I can't get puffy chested going into this game just yet, even without Micah Parsons going out and taking the field this week.
So on a scale of like 1 to 5, how puffy is your chest?
Like maybe a 3, like a 2 or 2.5, a 3, but I can't get up to like a 4 or 5 right now. I just can't.
I've been here before.
I've seen, you know what I mean?
See?
Where we're like, it's our time, and then it's not your time. You know,
it was not your time.
It was not our time.
Robbie and I are inflicted with the same jadedness, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sharing your jadedness.
I know, but I've had it before. I can't all of a sudden now just disclaim that I ever had the jadedness, which is fading away slowly but surely. But I was on with you guys on 105.7 The Fan with you and John Kuhn earlier.
Yeah.
I'm hearing rumors now, because I didn't hear this while I was doing my appearance. I'm hearing rumors. Did Kuhn pick the Bears to win the game?
He not only did that on our show on 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. he also did it this morning on Mully and Haw. He was a guest on their show this morning at 8 o'clock and picked the Bears to win this football game. I think, and I said this to him, he denies it, I think he's doing like a reverse mojo.
Reverse psychology.
I got it.
He's doing the old reverse mojo thing.
We can't possibly win this game at Soldier Field.
It's going to get
that's
bad.
That's never happened.
Wait. Is this the old like Pat Murphy, aw shucks?
Yeah. It might be.
We're just the Brewers up the street. Yep. And oh, by the way, we went to the NLCS. Because I'm not doing that again.
Neither am I. No, I take them seriously. I take them very seriously, whether it's the Brewers or the Packers. You can't help but to take them seriously at this point.
What's your biggest concern for the Bears then, since you're picking the Bears obviously to win this game? What's your biggest concern from a Packers standpoint? How could they beat the Bears in your opinion?
That was a gut punch yesterday, hearing that Roma Dunze and Luther Burden were not going to be playing in this game. I was feeling pretty good about it. I was probably like, I don't know, 55-60% sure that the Bears could win that game with the news that Micah Parsons would be out. With those two guys, Roma Dunze and Luther Burden, not playing, for me, it goes right back to 50-50. It takes away so much of their big play ability. It just takes two big weapons away from Caleb Williams. That's a huge blow, and it just makes it all that much more important that this team go out and run the football effectively and from start to finish tomorrow night at Soldier Field.
We're talking to Rami Makhlouf. Of course, Rami is on the score a lot. You hear him, especially hosting nights. He's hosted with us on the Midday Show as well. Our segment with Rami is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons. Rami is on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, 9 to noon. When it comes to the receiving game, though, in this one for the Bears, I think it goes back to the big discussion that we had about DJ Moore before that Cleveland game.
Yep.
Can't target him just 3 times. There's got to be a more presence of a screen game for the Bears. That's something that I know Ben Johnson likes to run in his offense. We haven't seen it, I think, as much as Ben Johnson would like to see it at this point with his season.
Yeah, and hopefully they can do that effectively, and hopefully that Caleb and DJ Moore can continue what they did last week and pick up right where they left off. And if there's any silver lining in these injuries to Luther Burden and Roma Dunze, I don't know, and I don't think any of us really know, and we've been trying to figure out what is up with DJ Moore and why isn't he getting those targets. I gotta believe, just based on what I saw year one of DJ Moore playing with Justin Fields, that there is some kind of chemistry issue there with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore. And I'm not saying that there's a rift, that there's any sort of feud between those two guys, but just on the field, for some reason, they haven't been jiving. Maybe, just maybe, not having those two guys and almost being forced to make DJ Moore a bigger part of the offense, maybe that carries into when those guys do come back and are healthy, that this chemistry that these two guys can build in their absence can continue on. And now you have three legitimate wide receivers that Caleb is comfortable with and has some chemistry with and will go to regularly. And DJ Moore can be a big part of this offense moving forward.
Yeah, and last week was encouraging with DJ Moore with the two touchdowns and finally started to get targets. And as he, you know, did shut us all up in the locker room after that, even though we were all talking about it, what Rami is talking about, the lack of chemistry or just the lack of targets is really the way we presented to him. But that's huge. You're right. He's got to be the number one target. We'll see if the Packers take that away. But Rami, what I want to know, with you being embedded in Packersness as you are, what has been the vibe from Packers fans this week, from your peers in the business, the guys that you talk to at 105.7? Is there concern about the Bears in this week? Because there haven't been a whole lot of weeks where Packers were concerned about the Bears.
I don't know if it's necessarily concern about the Bears, but concern about their own football team. When Monday on our show, it was like a funeral, man. It was with the news of the Micah Parsons injury,
God, yeah,
and the loss to the Broncos the previous night. Monday was like a funeral. And would you believe it was me, the Bears fan, trying to talk Packers fans back off the ledge and tell them, y'all aren't dead yet. Like this, Micah Parsons increases the difficulty level exponentially not having him out there in terms of winning this division, making a run in the playoffs, even being in the discussion for a Super Bowl. But I had to remind them, and I'll remind Bears fans too, this is a team that they traded for Micah Parsons 3 days before they took the field. You know what I mean? And they were in the discussion of Super Bowl contenders. They had, you know, positive, promising odds of being a Super Bowl contender. They just go right back to that. And on top of that, when you look at the landscape of the NFC and just the NFL as a whole, I can't look at one team and say, no way the Packers can't beat them. You know what I mean? So that it was a gut punch for Packers fans to lose Micah Parsons. I think the news midweek that Christian Watson was practicing,
yeah,
and likely is available this week, I think that was a pick-me-up for them. But they are still worried about the big picture. Not necessarily just this game on Saturday against the Bears. They're still worried about the big picture and what this team can do after losing a guy like Micah Parsons to a season-ending ACL injury.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rami, you and I have a tradition.
We do.
Anytime we're on a show together.
Yes.
And the last time we did it, I think we alarmed some people over at Wrigley.
Yeah.
So I think it's time we wake them up here at the Brat Stop.
Shall we?
What do you say?
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3. Woo!
That's just a gruda, ladies and gentlemen. That is a tradition in the Arabic culture that we like to carry on.
Yeah, it basically means fun stuff is happening.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
It's a celebration.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
And if you were scared, ask yourself why.
Why are people running to the emergency exit right now? I don't understand what's happening.
It's all good. We're all friends here. Everything is
we
cool.
We gave you a warning and everything. We're at a place eating cheese. My God. Robbie, always fun to have fun with you. Thanks
My
for coming
pleasure.
On.
My pleasure. Thank you all for having me.
Rami Makhlouf, you can hear him 9 to noon on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. And I know you got put in the corner over there, but you're one of us, so you hang out with us on the
stage. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're number one, and you're not in company to us.
By the way, these slanderous accusations by the afternoon show I'm somehow a double agent or a triple agent. Marshall was marveling at the fact that I go behind enemy lines. Decked out, man. Decked out wearing my colors. I wear it on my sleeve.
I think the afternoon show was more concerned about the idea that you had taken and
The chicken, the victory chicken,
yeah,
bit. Chicken. I'm telling you.
John Kuhn took that away. By the way, where is he? He didn't show up?
Nah.
What, he didn't bring chicken? What's going on? What's happening?
He's got sideline reporter, dude. He's got to travel with the team today.
Oh, I got to travel with the
trip.
Team. Yeah. He's like, I don't have time for your little radio games, your little brat bowl. I got to get on a plane. Okay, John Kuhn, I see how you are.
I thought you said reindeer games for a second.
I've been known to say that, too.
Yeah. Robbie, always Thank a you pleasure. Guys. Thanks for coming on.
Robbie
Machloff, let's hear a round of applause for our Brat Stop crowd. As we've mentioned, we are broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha for the Brat Bowl ahead of tomorrow's game. Thanks to our friends from Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. If you're coming by, bring your new or gently used coats to donate to Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive. Coming up next, we got to get into Marshall Harris's feelings.
It ain't easy being cheesy, guys. I know we've been bombarded with cheese since the moment we stepped through these
it's
doors.
Been very easy being cheesy.
Macaroni and cheese, apparently.
But you got to understand, everyone is picking the Bears to win this game. It gives me concern. It also gives me pause. I will tell you why when we come back with more Raheemi, Harris, and Grody from here at the Brat Stop in Kenosha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.